The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Cal seems to think they can still make a playoff spot this year.
Oh, don't say that, Cal. Why did he say that?
I don't know. This is one of the rare times I agree with you on something. Like, to me, even if they were to pull it together and go 8-8 and get the last playoff spot, the problem is, what's a big deal is the gap between you and the Chiefs and the Steelers and the Bills. You're not even gonna win a game if you get in.
Everybody should hate the Texans right now. If you don't hate the Texans right now, you're an idiot. You're a sucker.
Well, I don't hate the players. I don't really hate...
Well, I do.
I hate what...
They all suck.
Well, I hate what O'Brien did to this team because he's the one that put this team together.
Well, I hate him too.
And you know what? Even though he's dead, I'm not going to be happy until I go pee on his grave because he ruined this entire friggin' thing. And now I've got a hope. Hope, the only word I have, that they hire the right people and can fix this thing.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975, at MK Pallet. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. Spirited and fun discussion today, all available on podcastarena.com. And it's always fun when Eric Warner joins us. What's going on, buddy?
Well, almost always.
Almost, yeah. Sometimes he's
almost
not
always,
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had a couple of days where it's like, okay, what'd we do to make you mad? But
hey, guys, I cannot tell you how much fun I had 10 days ago on the happy hour. What's this? Aaron's telling me that the Mega Shot bottle didn't even make it to Beaumont, that he was like babysitting the interns and they were the ones that finished the mega shot bottle.
The Mega Shot's almost gone. We got to figure something out. I think maybe for this happy hour, we need to have like three people assigned to bring a bottle, and we need to start creating a new one because that Mega Shot's almost, it's all but done. I think I think we need a tabacky, we need a Malort, and we need another pickle vodka.
Nope, no pickles. we can stop with the pickle crap.
I agree.
That's how you make it the worst, Fred.
No, that's been done.
So is everything else.
Yeah, but that you guys were trying to humiliate me. You did. You got your one. Let's move on from the pickle crap.
I found the pickle vodka as vile as you did. I mean, it's just as far as making the Mega Shot disgusting. We've got to get to where the Mega Shot's a punishment. Too many people take the Mega Shot and go,
Fridays was a punishment.
I know, because the pickle. Right?
The pickle and the black licorice mix.
Yeah.
And
that's a bad mix. That's a vile mix.
Yeah, because Eric and I got stuck with that last week, and yeah, that was the worst it's been. But
that's the way it should be.
But we also had some crap while we were in Beaumont, so it all worked out.
Yeah, I invented a shot on the fly. It was spiced rum, it was raspberry vodka, and tequila.
That doesn't sound so terrible.
Well, it is. So... it was pretty disgusting.
Fred, we got to find out. So if pickles like are your gag reflex thing, we got to do some, you know, subtle intel gathering and figure out what that kryptonite for AJ is and get the liquor.
It's tomato juice.
Like that.
We've done it. I drank that pickle Bloody Mary beer. That's the worst thing I've had in all the happy hours. Worse than any shot. Was the Bloody Mary pickle beer.
Unless we can find a male penis flavored thing, I don't think we're going to be able to do it. So,
wait, does that exist?
Not that I know of.
Oh, no.
Heard it from a friend.
Oh, man. Well, good times, guys. And I that's a great concept you guys have come up with. And if I'm up in Colorado now, as you know, and if I run across any disgusting liquor up here, I will procure it. You know, there's so many micro distilleries around, although most of them make, you know, amazing products. But if I happen to, you know, come across one that has some weird flavored schnapps or something, I'll get a bottle of that.
So how tight are you in on what's going on at the brewery while you're away?
You know, pretty tight. I've got a good team in place. So, and I, you know, but, yeah, so far so good. Right. And we're kind of going into, a little bit, you know, slower time of year. So things aren't quite as crazy as they are during, the summer. Although this year, obviously with the plague, it's been, kind of different. So, but, no, everything's going well, knock on wood. But again, I mean, I'm going to throw it right back at you guys. What are you doing leaving Aaron with the interns to guard the mothership?
Well,
I mean, that could have been disaster.
I mean, we were on video call with them. We did our best to stay involved, but it was, I mean, listen, sometimes we get moved. There's nothing we can do about it.
And you weren't going to bring them with you. Why not bring like them with you?
I can't take everybody to Beaumont. Somebody had to be back here running the board.
Well, I think Aaron would have been fine with that if he didn't have to babysit those guys.
Well, they were okay, weren't they?
They were okay. It was just, it was a little bit awkward because on our Twitch stream, everybody kept looking at Colin and Will and Nick while they were just sitting there like school children all behind the desk and saying, what's boy band night doing here? Like, they were getting lots of jokes for just sitting there.
That's not a nice thing to say. But it's kind of
true.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? That's what they get.
Gotta make one of them wear like the dunce cap and sit in the corner or something.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
We need to get, maybe that's what we'll get next is a dunce cap. Hey, are you at your house or did you actually go out to a fancy bar?
I am in Denver and I'm at a fancy bar. It's like a pizza joint that has like, I don't know, probably 60, 70 beers on tap, and I'm drinking a fresh hop pale ale from Ecliptic. You've probably heard of them, AJ.
Yeah.
They're in Portland.
And is it a busy spot, or is it like what's it like with COVID times?
You know, it's okay. They're actually probably about half full, and honestly, I'm sitting outside, so I don't know if you know, they're doing this spread out table thing, but for a Monday night, it seems like they're doing okay. You know, they're doing a lot of takeout business. I can see that. A lot of people coming up, getting their pizza to go. But, yeah, they've got a great, great tap list. That's why I wanted to come here and you know, try some things I haven't been able to try in Houston.
What's the celebration level after your Broncos win last night?
You know, everybody's pretty excited. You know, the big station up here, albeit I don't think they're an ESPN affiliate, is 104.3 The Fan. And, you know, much like you guys, they're finding the good, but they're also appropriately, you know, being critical, right? And but I mean, I'm not going to lie. I looked at my son. We were watching the game together, and when it was 24-3 and said, yeah, put a fork in him. This is over. And, boy, what's that now? That's 4 16-point-plus leads in a row that the Chargers have squandered.
Yeah,
they didn't necessarily always
they're the AFC Falcons.
Games. No, the Chargers have done that,
no,
too.
I said they're the AFC Falcons. That's
exactly. Although the Falcons finally got the – and hey, that's who the Broncos have next. So I think that'll actually be a pretty entertaining game. But AJ, you were kind of harsh. I was listening about 45 minutes ago. You were harshing on the Texans pretty good there. I hear you, but
well, they're 1-6, Eric.
Well, I liked what Fred had to say. I'm curious to hear more about that exchange because Fred said something to the effect of, well, you know, you can't blame or don't harsh on the players. And you're like, damn right, harsh on the players. I mean, I don't know.
We're all sitting here complaining because Bill O'Brien's put together a roster full of players who aren't good enough to win. So, I mean, I'm sure some of them are nice guys, but they're not good enough to win.
Yeah, we'll see where I disagree. They aren't good enough to win, but they're not all garbage. And
yeah, I don't think that either.
And guys like Whitney Merciless, who I think is useless. Guys like Zach Cunningham, who I think is useless.
They're all garbage except for about four or five of them.
Get them out of here.
And those four or five, I'm fine with keeping. It's just the rest of them I want gone.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's four or five. I'm not even sure what the number is, but there's, I think there's more guys I'd like to keep than you would.
That's probably fair.
I'm not ready to just say, oh, you guys all suck, die.
I'm curious, Eric, as a Broncos fan, the Broncos are 3-4. I don't think they're a playoff contending team. It's pretty obvious that Drew Lock sucks. So are you in that mode where every win is kind of like, damn it, why'd they have to win that game? Because or do you think Drew Lock is maybe somehow going to turn it around?
AJ, I think there's, different. I think that you can look at sort of three calibers of the young quarterbacks, right? There's the true, breakout stars, whether it's the Lamar's, and I heard your last segment, Lamar is kind of maybe at the bottom end of that top tier, but, Herbert, Burrow, guys like that. Then you have sort of that middle tier, and that's where I'd throw Lock. Like, I mean, he showed some incredible cool poise, brilliance, but that's after the stat I just heard on the radio, they had gone 47 possessions without a Drew Lock touchdown pass. If I think I heard that correctly on the local
station. Is that good?
Just now. That is definitely no bueno, right? So, I think they're, certainly what also strikes me about that team, and it's maybe a little different with the Texans. They are an incredibly young team. I mean, so to answer your question, I'm giving them a little bit of a pass this year. Let's see how Lock finishes the season. They definitely showed some great, but you're right, AJ. I mean, 5 minutes into the third quarter yesterday, I was like, this is ridiculous. This is just, how can you put this product on the field? It was like, watching the Bears offense too, it's just like nothing happening. At least the difference there is, Matt Nagy was just making, or whoever is calling the plays for those guys, just terrible, predictable play calls. And I think Lock was having some struggles executing on some of the throws, but man, that was exciting to watch. I mean, and he, all of a sudden the spark hit, and I think you still have to go back and say, I think 20 games is a fair window to give a new quarterback. If they can't show, and that by necessity means you're going to have a two-season span, and so with Drew Lock, he'll get that, right, at the end of this year. If he hasn't kind of proven himself by the end of this year. So I got a question to throw back to you guys, and Deshaun is obviously further along, but, would you put him in the top tier or in the middle tier of quarterbacks? I have to think middle, right?
Yeah, Deshaun's a middle tier guy. He's not. Yeah. I mean, he's
probably top of the middle tier, but
yeah,
he's still,
I think so too. Yeah, he's. I mean, but if we're saying Lamar Jackson is in the top tier, and Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, he's not in the group with those guys, certainly.
Although Jackson's not playing to that level this year.
No, he's not. But I think he's in the group with the. With Matt Ryan, with Josh Allen, I think he's in that group right below them. I mean, it's a drop, and probably in the same group as I would say Tom Brady and Drew Brees are probably in that group as well at this point.
Oh, Brady, I don't know, man. I think if I think this is going to be. I'm staying off tonight. It's one of those games where I certainly wouldn't take the Giants, but 13 points is a lot to lay. But if they go in there, this is the perfect spot for I think Tampa to kind of, if they were going to have a letdown, this would be it. But if they go in there and smoke him, and Brady throws four TDs or whatever, I mean, not only is he sort of back in the discussion with Russ, although Russ is light years ahead for the MVP right now, but that team, I think, Collins got them at the top of his, whatever he calls it, the herd hierarchy, and I a couple weeks ago I sort of laughed that if they really go in and convincingly take care of business tonight, man, it's hard to argue with that.
Not really? If they beat the Giants, like what everybody else does?
Convincingly. If they go in, if it's like a 40-13 beatdown or something, that'll be essentially three games in a row of just housing your opponent. And there were, you know, I'd say Green Bay's a quality opponent. I'd say the Raiders are kind of a, you know, okay opponent. Yeah, Giants, I get you. I hear you.
They lost to the Bears. Like, I think they're good. Don't get me wrong. The Bucs are good, but are the Bucs on the level with the Chiefs? And I can't put them in that. I can't have them in that discussion even.
But AJ, here's the difference, I think, is they're doing what needs to be done. They're getting better every week. And, you know, it's not the football you play in October. It's the football you play in December. And they're just kind of – now, and also to be fair – the Packers are clearly a fraud, right? Although, and I
well,
tell
defensively
you what,
they are certainly.
I am a mortgage payment on San Francisco, even if it's Mullins. I don't even think it freaking matters, but I think they are going to have their way with Green Bay. And I read this interesting stat today, a handicapping stat that teams that have to travel two time zones for a Thursday night game are over against the spread. Like in the last 10 years, I think it's a 15 game sample set. And I just think, you know, once again, that San Francisco defense probably gets all over. And I think San Francisco, you know, they had a bit of a letdown yesterday. But yeah, Seattle, dude, you know, what you guys were talking about with Lance before the last break, if they can figure it out defensively, which it looked like they started to a little bit yesterday, I tell you, that'll be a great game. And I think that's your two best in the NFC right now, clearly, is Tampa and Seattle.
We got to hit a break. I want to talk to you about the Show Us Your Smoke, how that turned out on the other side.
You got it.
All right. First, though, I have to tell you about New Breaks. And I had somebody else today reach out and say, man, I went to New Breaks just like you talked about. Heard you and Josh talking about it. And I went to newbreaks.com. They got right back to me. They came out. They did a great job. It was a lot cheaper than I thought it would be. And that's what happens with New Breaks. New Breaks comes to you, whether you're at home or whether in your office. You don't have to go and sit in an auto shop and wait. They're going to come to you. It's going to be 20 to 50% more affordable. If you're going to be doing some driving here with the holidays coming up, don't be doing it with messed up brakes. And brakes are what they do. It's all they do. Premium brake parts are backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you go to the website, they're going to get back to you within minutes with a surprise-free repair quote. They'll reach out, they'll learn more, and then they're going to come and take care of your brakes. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. Go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN, 10% off. That's newbrakes.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on The Blitz, the legendary Eric Warner. Always more fun when you're here, but, you know. I'm glad you're
because when he's here, there's beer.
Yeah, he brings beer with him.
Yeah.
Well, what's the weather like up there?
You know, Fred, it's funny. It might have been warmer in Denver today than it was in Houston. I got in my truck to run a quick errand around 2:45, and it was 78 degrees here.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, last weekend it was, you know, snow and zero, and there's another snowstorm coming this weekend. So that's, you know, kind of the nature of the beast this time of year. But yeah, it's freaking gorgeous.
So did you guys get the, is there a champion of the Show Us Your Smoke?
So there is, but DG, and it's a good thing. I texted him because there's one of the winners we know, and it was blind. So it's not like this is some kind of, you know, rigged election, if you will. But DG said they're announcing it tomorrow, so I can't, mention this guy's name, but
you could announce it on our show on the big, like,
I mean, we got a big audience here, Eric.
Well, what I can say is this. I got some other exciting stuff.
All right.
I said to him, because, and how do I put this? This guy makes good product. And so no doubt in his abilities. But I was like, hey, DG, come on. How many entries did we get? We had 173 entries. And this guy, we know, he won the Open. And then, of course, there was brisket and ribs. And, you know, DG, he's like, you know, if you invite him on tomorrow, he will come by and announce the winners live. He's just texting me. So you guys, you can contemplate that for a moment. But the really good news, guys, is, you know, this is all kind of this continuum of our support of supporting Southern Smoke. And if you guys remember earlier in the year, we were kind of doing a Love Street, you know, when the bars and restaurants were kind of shut down, or curbside only. If you go by and get some Love Street to go, we'd chunk in some money. So anyway, we just donated or gave a check to Southern Smoke for $15,000 for that Love Street promotion we were running in the summer. And also, AJ, I know this is something we talked a lot about earlier in the summer. We also just gave $13,900 almost to Restoring Justice for the Black is Beautiful brew. And that one was kind of cool because we just said we're donating all the revenue. Like, you know, a lot of times when we do these things, it's like a percentage of revenue or percentage of profit or something like that. But we actually just donated 100% of the revenue we generated from the on-site sales of that beer at Carbox. So pretty exciting stuff that just went down last week.
Awesome. I love that you guys did that. I appreciate that. That's very cool.
Well, and I appreciate you, AJ. I mean, DG was looking at it anyway when it came out. So, like, it was kind of, you know, all minds were on the same page. But, you know, you were a really strong impetus for that, you know, right out of the blocks. And it's kind of cool because through that process, I've gotten to know Marcus a little bit better. And it's pretty cool to see, you know, what he's done with his brewery and what he's done for this cause. And hopefully he, you know, continues to build on that, right? It's like, that's the trick, right? Is to, you don't want to be the band that comes out with the one song, right? You want to just be like, okay, how are we going to make this even bigger next year? And we're excited to keep working with him as he builds on that.
All right, that's Eric Warner from Carbock Brewing, live from Colorado. What a hard life he's got. One day he'll be back here. When are you coming back, December?
Yeah, I'll be back for the show. So the next show we'll have to do remote, but the show on November 30th, I'll be back live, and I'll see if I can't mule down a couple of tasty treats, both beer and otherwise.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
And we've decided early December we're going to barrel the beers, huh?
That's
the
correct.
The barrel-aged version of the s'mores beer.
Yep, I will get that on the calendar, and we will do that. And we have, actually, it's pretty cool. We have some blank, those mini kegs I was talking about. We have some of them that are blank, and the blank color is actually black.
Perfect.
So it'll be like perfect for that beer. So, yeah, we'll do that in December.
All right, man. Thanks, guys. To you in a couple weeks, bud.
Got to be good.
All right. Well, we've been talking about election odds, and you know the place to go, mybookie.ag. And if you're sick of all this stuff and you want to make it interesting, then mybookie.ag is a place to go. They got every potential prop bet there, and there's a lot of fun stuff and just a good way to get in and enjoy what's going on, even if you don't really like it. Put a little money on it. Makes it more interesting. Just like the NFL game tonight. Maybe you don't really like Tom Brady and the Bucks. Maybe you do. Maybe you just hate the Giants. Either way, you can play it. They've got parlays. You can play teasers like AJ gave out last week. The teaser to the under and to the spread. You can do stuff like that. And MyBookie's got it all. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals, And they're very trustworthy. They get great customer service. They get right back to you if there's any kind of problem. And the cool thing is, it's not a gamble to put your money in the site. If you join today, MyBookie will match your first deposit 100% when you enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. Get in on the election. Get your numbers now. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. That's my bookie. 42's great with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV.
They don't want to see us on TV unless it's the news. I got ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what we haven't done yet? A Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I don't know if this is good news or bad news or no news, but, and I don't know how we're figuring this out, but apparently hamsters, dolphins, and cats can now get COVID-19.
Ooh.
A cat tested positive in Pennsylvania. I'm like, who's testing a cat?
I did. Tested my cat.
But apparently they
negative,
have,
though.
They have tested 2,000. A number which includes everything from hamsters, guinea pigs, cats, dogs, ferrets, minks, wild dolphins, clouded leopards, civets. I don't know what a civet is.
Of course you don't.
Armadillos to a gorilla, orangutan, alpaca, meerkat. They've done all of this. The overwhelming majority of positive animal testing were in cats and dogs exhibiting strange respiratory issues after being exposed to sick owners. But also hamsters and dolphins. So if you have the Rona, do not go swimming with the dolphins. Or no, don't be one of those women. Or don't be the woman who has sex with the dolphin in that situation.
Oh, I forgot about that lady.
Yeah.
I don't know why I forgot about her.
So
it's always a good story.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't want to see that. That's not something I want to see in my head. Anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, my wife's kind of doing something weird.
Nice.
Not like that. Not the good weird. She went and bought one of those thermometers where you just point at your forehead. And,
yeah.
And so yesterday, she's just randomly walking through the house taking my temperature, the dog's temperature. Like, what the hell are you doing?
She's making sure you don't got the Roni.
Like, well, you know, I got this thing. And, I mean, we got it because if we're going to have people over, we're going to make them do that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think that's too much to ask.
Oh, I mean, it's not. But, I mean, now I feel like Jerry Seinfeld all of a sudden. Like, what do you do if they're at 99.1? Do you send them home? What if they've come across town? What do you do? I mean, it's an interesting question because, like, you don't want to, I mean, obviously, you want to play it safe, but what if they're like, do you have a cutoff number that you're going to say, okay?
Well, I've noticed that almost every time I've done it, I've been like 97 something. Like, even when I went to my doctor and got checked when I had my test the last time, the Rona test, I was at 97 something. So I don't know. I mean, if somebody came in, I would say 100.
Okay. 100's a good number to say, like, no, I'm not interested.
Sorry, brother.
I'm with you on that. Okay. Well, I just want to make sure you don't, like, because, like, my younger son, I think he runs hot. Like, he's, like, 98.1 average.
Yeah, some people do.
So it's like, but if it's 100, nobody's normal temperature is 100. So, okay.
Right. Yeah, like, even 99 was, even that, you know, that could just be, like, a cold or something. I mean, from what I understand, when you get the Rona fever, it gets over 100. So, I think 100's the right number.
Okay.
But if it's like 99.7, I will do a second one.
Okay.
Just to be sure.
All right.
And then take the average of the two.
A rectal thermometer?
No, it's just a point and click.
You're going to use the same thermometer twice?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's non-contact, AJ.
I know, but you. I mean, you can't trust the same one twice. You got to have a second thermometer.
Sure, you can.
You need to do the non-contact one, and then if they're 99.9, you do rectal.
We're not doing rectal. I hate to break it to you. I know you love when people do rectal thermometers to you, but
yeah.
No.
How are you supposed to get a really, really accurate reading unless you do it that way?
I'm more than happy with the little one that I have for people to walk into my house.
Well, you can't, like, that's asking for a second opinion from the same doctor. It's like saying, okay, Fred, you've got cancer, and they're like, I want a second opinion. The second doctor, yeah, the same doctor comes back in and says, Fred, my opinion stands.
No, it's not like that at all. It's just, it's like taking the breathalyzer twice. Because sometimes it's going to be, because I've seen it register two different things.
All right.
I'd like to do a positive non-pedo Rona update. But
is it you're just going to have to give us a non-pedo update?
I mean, it's we had 743 new cases yesterday, which is not in the good zone. I mean, I think 500 or less is kind of what we're aiming for.
Okay.
Now, the positivity rate is down, so that's a positive. The hospitalizations are down significantly, and ICU is down.
Okay. Oh, uh-oh.
Rona.
We talked about it, and now you've got it.
So
if that's all down, what's the negative?
The negative is the number of new cases is too high, 743. Okay. I mean, we're still under 1,000, which is where, you know, that's the number that when things are really bad, 1,000 was the bad one. But, like, the last 3 days, like, we had a stretch there. We were pretty consistently under 500. And then we had, like, a four-day stretch of 800, 700, 600, 800. Then it dropped again.
It's pretty bad, like, in El Paso, apparently.
Yeah, El Paso's got it really bad.
They've got, like, temporary morgues set up. I don't want to get to that.
Yeah. So in the last week, we had a 708, a 422, a 992, which was the worst day. That was the 29th. Then back down to 595, 750, 743 today. So we're up about 200-plus cases a day over our good stretch. But the other numbers are good. So it's not ideal, but you know, we really need to keep that number of new cases down.
All right. I'm committed to keeping it down.
I'm doing my part. I just explain one thing I'm doing.
That's true.
And like, I always, I'll do that before I go. Like if I'm going to go out to the bar, I'll take my temperature first.
Will you, temperature scan the bartender or is that crossing a line? Hey, before you pour my drink, come over here, please.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get your beer spit in, I would say.
Yeah. Although I know all the bartenders where I go.
So. Oh, so they're spitting your beer anyway.
Yeah, because they know me. But
they know what you like.
No, it's not what I like. It's just that
they just hate you.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Apparently everybody does. So it's all good. But yeah, I wish I had more positive news, and I don't.
Sorry, Fred. At least you tried.
Yeah. I mean, there's some positive news, but I also don't want to.
You don't want to try to spin? You don't want to be fake news?
I don't want to be like the other journalists.
Fake news.
Journalists, what do? Chop them up like the Saudis
no,
do.
No, we don't do that.
Oh, you know, I was wondering what happened to those two guys. Because I haven't really been able to find anything on them. Because, I mean, they were actually really nice to him. And they took him in. And they helped him find his daughter. And I kind of, you know, I mean, for don't agree with their politics, but they seem like pretty good country guys, you know? And it's a catchy song.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Apparently, I didn't realize this, that and it wasn't in the movie, but near the end, they figured out that the thing was a spoof, and it damn near caused a riot, and he had to escape out back in a friggin' ambulance. So,
Space Ghost says 100.4 degrees and over is considered a fever by the CDC.
All right, well, I'm not the CDC, so I will say 100.
I'm with you. I think 100. That's when I'm out.
Yeah, because 100, you could be getting sick.
Yeah.
Getting
you're on your way.
Yeah. Or getting
unsick. I don't want you getting sick at my house.
Yeah, exactly. Don't bring.
Because then you're going to be like, they're going to be in your guest room and it's going to be basically the Exorcist. They're going to be like chained to the bed in there sweating and.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to disinfect it and I have to seal the room so they can't leave.
And they're going to throw up goo all over the wall and then they're going to take that crucifix down and.
I don't have a crucifix in there.
And they.
Well, I know.
You know what they
yeah, I know what they do with it, but if I don't have one, they're going to have to find something else.
Oh. Well, they'll probably use, like, I don't know. What do you have
you know what?
On your wall?
Probably going to tie two sticks together in the form of a crucifix.
Let's find some,
or
some chopsticks or something that you had left
maybe,
over.
Maybe you take a device and then you tie a cross to it.
Maybe they're just going to use your remote control for your television.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Yeah, it would be. Hmm. So that's why you don't let them in. Probably best if you just assume everybody's a vampire and don't let anyone into your house.
I'm not to that point yet, but ask me again after tomorrow if the streets turn to blood over this. Then I ain't letting nobody in. I'm just gonna set up there at the door with some vodka and a gun. And then, yeah.
I think our Twitch is turning into a dating site.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
People are like, oh, I'm single. Oh, okay. I'm getting hammered tonight. What's up?
Good for them.
You want in on that?
No.
What if they pass their temperature test?
I don't want in.
All right. A little Fred sandwich?
Nope.
Because everybody's here because they love you.
That's not true.
That brings people together.
That's not true.
And what if you were right in the middle of those two people who were brought together?
Well, I am not going to be in the middle of anyone. I'm trying to preserve my... I'm trying to preserve the fact that I get a nice chunk of money from my wife here at some point, so.
Well, that's why.
I mean, it's she's a good earner. It's a purely financial decision.
So is that clock right? Do we actually have one segment left?
You sure? You
sure? That's correct.
Don't trick me.
I need to figure out how to fix it because I took off the daylight saving time and it didn't change, so I had to move it to mountain time. So it's actually the correct time. It just thinks it's on mountain time.
Oh, now. Okay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll do a little dumbass report. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. I didn't have the patience left to explain.
Didn't want to wait while nobody came. This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Late hits with Pat Creighton and Jason Braddock coming at 7. Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad coming at 9. Coming right now is your dumbass report.
Yeah, before we get to it, I wanted to do a little... baseball nugget that we did on Twitch. We mentioned it on Twitch, but not on the radio, that Christian Javier, finalist for American League Rookie of the Year. I don't know. It's him, Kyle Lewis, and Luis Robert. I don't know if he'll win it. I think Kyle Lewis has kind of been the odds-on favorite all season long. And pretty cool that he's even on the list, which has got to make you feel better about Astros going forward. So,
right. And then they tendered George Springer, who will not accept, but did not tender Michael Brantley.
Yeah, very odd. But yeah. What do we know? You said it during the break, and I think it's true. We may see the Astros try to go cheap here.
Yeah.
And it may not be to many of your liking because we've been spoiled recently, like where – I can't believe Josh Reddick still in the lineup hitting ninth. He sucked so bad. Some of you don't remember when a guy like Josh Reddick would have been like the fifth hitter here.
Yeah. You're about to be reminded, I think.
Yeah. It's going to be like, oh, hey, remember when not everybody in your lineup's an all-star? Welcome back. All right. Are you familiar with Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner?
I am not.
Well, Rick Joyner is a he's from Morningstar Ministries. He's a mega pastor, and he was a big believer in that the United States and South Korea had the lowest COVID death rates in the world because they're the two strongest nations in prayer.
Ah.
Now, that was a lie. That South Korea has seen a grand total of 468 COVID deaths. So actually, they are doing well. The U.S. has topped 236,000 since he said that. But he basically said the power of prayer is going to beat this. And listen, I'm all for it. Hey, somebody's sick, pray for him. But you can't just count on only prayer. And that's apparently what Rick Joyner was counting on. So now you'll be shocked to know that Rick Joyner has tested positive for COVID. So
dumbass.
Yeah. And a shocking development. And we've got a double pastor story. I thought you'd be excited about this.
Okay.
Daniel Chalmers, who was accused of urinating on a woman while she was sleeping during a flight, stepped down from his positions at a Raleigh church, citing a statement by Catch the Fire Raleigh-Durham pastors. Daniel Chalmers, who's a pastor at Love Win Ministries, which he founded, recently stepped down from his staff position and expressed grief and horror over the October incident. Well, I mean, imagine what the lady felt like.
Yeah, I think she had more grief and horror than you.
Yeah. Now, with this job that he's stepping down from, he's not a pastor in it. So they make sure to say, hey, we're sad to hear the news yesterday involving one of our non-pastor employees, because for them, technically, he's not a pastor. We take these matters very seriously. This behavior is not a reflection of our leadership and its members, which I would hope not. That's if leadership just goes around peeing on strangers, that's not a good church.
No. You know, unless it's like a holy water thing that was planned ahead of time.
Well, Alicia Beverly told authorities that she woke up feeling something warm on her body, saw Chalmers standing over her while she was in her seat. I jump up and I saw his private area out and I screamed, and that woke everybody up. By that time, I actually looked at him and I see him shake himself off, and I'm like, this man just peed on me. And I looked, and there was a puddle of pee in the seats.
You can't do that unless you're the president.
You're not supposed to do that. Well, 71-year-old man's been arrested after an outburst of profanity at a village inn. And turns out that he was screaming, throwing items, yelling profanity. And you may not be shocked to find out that later on in the investigation he was found with methamphetamine.
Don't do meth.
Yeah, that's so he fled the scene, and when they went after him, they caught him with meth. And of course, he failed his field sobriety test. He had a DUI, but he had a large pipe with a measurable amount of burnt methamphetamine in the bowl. Also had no registration or insurance, suspended license. This guy's an all-around bad guy, to be honest. Two men have been arrested in India over a 70,000 pound, they use that weird money over there in India, Aladdin lamp con.
I saw this. That was one of the contenders for Gym of the Day.
This guy, they were duped. They duped a doctor. Now imagine going to medical school, and then you get convinced that you're buying a magic lamp. They had a fake genie pop out of, like, came out in a costume.
Oh, this is looking quite interesting to me. I think I'm going to purchase this.
And the doctor gave him 7 million rupees. He said the men were arrested on Thursday and were in custody ahead of charges being filed. The wife of one of these men was also involved in the fraud. She's on the run. Khan said one of the men pretended to be an occultist and made a genie appear from the lamp. But when Khan asked if he could touch the genie or take the lamp home, they refused, saying it might cause him harm. Eventually, they sold the lamp to him, promising it would bring health, wealth, and good fortune. Khan said he later realized the genie was actually just one of the men in disguise.
Good thing he didn't touch him.
The men have also cheated other families using the same MO. The total amount of money involved runs into several million rupees. More than one person fell for the fake genie bit? What? I guess I feel bad for him because he was duped. But also,
on the other hand,
you're a moron. I mean,
it's very mean of you to say. It was a terrible mistake.
Yeah, that's a terrible mistake. That's not good. And finally, Scott in Portland. This may be only funny to me because I saw the mugshot. I'll let you describe this mugshot of a person who stole two cars. How do you think it went for him? Do you want to tell the people what you're seeing here, Fred?
I'm seeing a guy who looks like he got the living crap beat out of him.
Well, he looks like he's been in a serious automobile accident. Thus, he's wearing his face. He's got a broken nose, blacked eyes, bleeding from his chin, his forehead, and he's in a neck brace. And apparently nicked an artery as well. So if you're not a good driver, maybe don't steal cars that you're not going to be able to drive. Would be this happened in Oregon, but just maybe take a little bit better care. You crash two vehicles in one day. You're not a good car thief, okay? And that's a dumbass report, Fred.
Well, I'll give you one more dumbass. Me.
Oh no!
This weekend, wife went to watch a movie. We picked this movie, On the Rocks. Is that Bill Murray in it? And about 5 minutes in, I realized it was written, directed, and starring Sofia Coppola.
Ooh, who, of course, really, 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 really Godfather 3-ish.
The worst actress ever in a performance. And the only positive, Bill Murray was hilarious in it. There wasn't enough of him. The rest of it was just this neurotic East Coast housewife BS that they keep throwing at us. And can I just say, neurotic East Coast housewife, what we going to do? Inject them with the Wuhan flu.
Oh, Fred, stop
What? Borat could do it? Why can't I?
He's a satirical character.
Oh, okay. Well, I was doing satire of his satirical character. Nah, but, I mean, if you like Bill Murray, it's like old-school funny-ass Bill Murray. The rest of the movie's really hard to get through. Marlon Wayans is in it, too, and she wrote his part so boring that I wanted to kill her. Anyway, so I was a dumbass for watching that. All right, good job, Aaron. Good job, AJ. Sort of. Did a pretty good job today, too. Be back tomorrow. Still, until then, stay Rona-free, bitches.
A fool off his guard could fall and fall hard out there on the dune.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Buffs.